This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats so need a Hail Mary. Wow. On Saturday, the Republicans dismantled their arguments point by point. They didn't bother to attack anybody else. They didn't go after Biden. They didn't go after Obama. They didn't go after all of the FBI people, all the crooked people that have attempted this coup of the president. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find us if you miss it or you want more of it. I like it. I love it. I want some. Yeah, finish it. There you go. Anyway, look, the strategy was day one on Saturday. Let's just dismantle their complete arguments. Let's dismantle process and all the other stuff. Yeah. Oh, well, they didn't send witnesses and subpoenas and they wouldn't let us talk to these people and all that. And the president's team said, yeah, because you didn't follow process. You didn't follow procedure. That's why we didn't do any of that. Oh, by the way, all of your arguments, we can prove that you are liars. You are disingenuous, and they destroyed them. And I told you, wait till Monday. Monday, and to be honest with you, I thought they would just continue down that road, and they did a little bit with Ken Starr, as you guys probably saw some of it. And Ken Starr just lays out this thing that says, look, they, again, process, didn't do any of it. Here's the historical backdrop. What say you, Senate?
We can't.
You got nothing to say. So we had that, right? And then the Republicans started barbecuing Democrats' sacred cows. They feature the very lovely Pam Bondi. I believe Pam was the Attorney General for Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And she comes on and just starts destroying the Democrats.
When they submitted their brief, they repeatedly referenced Hunter Biden and Burisma. They spoke to you for over 21 hours, and they referenced Biden or Burisma over 400 times.
Oh, I know. The other day, John Bolton,
the book is out, and there's new evidence, and blah, 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 blah.
And we're going to talk about that in the second hour, but let's talk about the Bidens. Let's talk about Burisma. And let me tell you what they've done, what the Republicans say. They're saying, look, they want you to believe there's nothing to see here. They brought it up as if, what? So what? Biden, Burisma, Biden, Burisma, Biden, Burisma. They think that the number of times they mention it would just soften the blow. And what Pam Bondi said is, no, no, no. What they did is they opened the door. They opened the door. And they are actually proving the president's case by bringing it up. Because what they want you to believe is the president was targeting a potential challenger. Really? You think Biden's going to be the person? Oh, that's the way they were setting it up. That's why Barack Obama was letting him do what he did. Go get rich, Joe. Yeah, I did it. Hillary did it. Everybody else is doing it. Get rich, and we'll try to shoehorn you in here if you can make it. So they opened the door and said, oh, there's nothing to see here. And the Republicans are going, oh, yeah. We're going to step through that door, and we're going to show you there was plenty to see here. And if you were a chief executive of this nation, you would have a responsibility to do exactly what President Trump did. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
And when they gave these presentations, they said there was nothing to see. It was a sham. This is fiction. In their trial memorandum, the House managers described this as baseless. Now, why did they say that? Why did they invoke Biden or Burisma over 400 times? The reason they needed to do that is because they're here saying that the president must be impeached and removed from office for raising a concern. And that's why we have to talk about this today. They say sham, they say baseless, because they say this, because if it's okay for someone to say, hey, you know what, maybe there's something here worth raising, then their case crumbles. Because they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that there is no basis to raise this concern. But that's not what public records show. Here are just a few of the public sources that flagged questions surrounding this very same issue. The United Kingdom Serious Fraud Office, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent, Hunter Biden's former business associate, an ABC White House reporter, Good Morning America, ABC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Ukrainian law enforcement, and the Obama State Department itself. They all raised this issue. We would prefer not to be talking about this. We would prefer not to be discussing this. But the House managers have placed this squarely at issue, so we must address it.
Nuclear bomb just went off on the case of the Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Wow, you just can't get any more powerful of an argument that says, look, you want to make people believe that if the president brought up Ukraine, Burisma, the Bidens, conflict of interest, etc., that he's going after Biden. What, on what planet? The man's going after corruption. He's got billions of dollars that are supposedly earmarked for Ukraine to help in their fight against the Soviets. This is a global issue, and you've got the Bidens over there dinking around, hanging out with oligarchs who are on watch list after watch list after watch list. And let me tell you, it gets far worse when they start telling you how things got fixed. And I didn't even, there's too much to record here. We're just trying to make sense of what she said. But it's compelling. Compelling. And there's no way the Democrats can wriggle out of this. And I'm going to tell you, the Bidens, they're the least, they should be swarming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hunter Biden was spotted in a Porsche. I don't know which type, because I can't afford one, so I don't even bother to know the models. I'm still stuck in the Targa era. Anyway, was spotted in his Porsche. I heard it was worth $90,000. Having, pardon me, lunch at the Waldorf Astoria. For those of you who are the uninitiated, that is a very nice hotel where lunch probably costs you $100. He lives in a $12,000 a month home. This is Hunter Biden, son of Joe, the man who married his brother's widow, screwed around on her, and got his girlfriend pregnant. This is Hunter. Oh, he makes a very good defendant. It's amazing to me that the Democrats are,
don't you bother Hunter Biden, he's a good man. Leave him alone.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. Hunter Biden spotted in a Porsche, a $90,000 Porsche, having lunch with his, I don't know, wife, girlfriend. She looked pregnant. I saw a picture. And he didn't seem to have a care in the world. Supposedly lives in a $12,000 a month chalet, a home somewhere. But he's too poor to pay child support. This dude, look, the brothers are jealous. I got an uncle who went to jail for not paying child support, and he owed chump change. I mean, if my uncle had had a Porsche, was living in a $12,000 a month home and having lunch at the Waldorf, he might still be in prison. I mean, they don't treat black men like that if you owe child support. Oh, yeah, it's a dual criminal justice system when it comes to stuff like that. My uncle, God rest, let me just tell you, if he knew that he could get, he would have come, if my uncle could come back, he'll come back as Hunter Biden, because he would say, that is the way I want to live. Woo. And my aunt Margaret, she was a stickler. You better pay that child support. Pay it. I mean, he would be like, and keep in mind, this is 1970-ish dollars, but my uncle was paying like, you know, $50, $80 a month in child support. But if he was $20 short, he was in the poker. I mean, he was in the jail. He was sent to jail. My uncle twice I can remember, he went to jail for lack of paying child support. And it was chump change. Buy the kid some diapers. Woo! Hunter Biden is getting away with a lot. But I don't think he's going to get away with it much longer, because he is causing all kinds of problems for the Democrats. By the way, have you noticed Bernie is surging? Now, I don't know where Bernie is fitting in the whole scheme of things, because I don't believe the polls and who knows what else. But I'll tell you this, it is not looking good for Joe Biden that the Republicans put him on Front Street. Pam Bondi is torching this dude. She already did. I'm just saying, I'm covered in retrospect, but she is just beating him down. Oh, the Democrats want you to believe there's nothing there? Let me tell you something. And she got her finger waving it in their faces and she's shaking her neck. I got something for you people. And she's laying it out. She is filleting the Bidens. Oh, there's nothing there? They mentioned them 400 times and dismissed them. But let me tell you something. The media is all over it, including leftist media, the WAPO, the New York Times, the Assistant Secretary of State, Hunter Biden's own business partner. Let me translate that for the white people. That's business partner. Yeah, but his business partner is even calling him out. But then she goes on and she lays out the timeline. Check this out.
Let's look at the facts. In early 2014, Joe Biden, our Vice President of the United States, led the United States foreign policy in Ukraine with the goal of rooting out corruption. According to an annual study published by Transparency International, during this time, Ukraine was one of the most corrupt countries in the entire world. In Ukraine, there's a natural gas company called Burisma. Burisma has been owned by an oligarch named Mykola Solchevsky. Here's what happened very shortly after Vice President Biden was made U.S. point man for Ukraine. His son, Hunter Biden, ends up on the board of Burisma, working for and paid by the oligarch Solchevsky. In February 2014, in the wake of anti-corruption uprising by the people of Ukraine, Solchevsky flees the country, flees Ukraine. Solchevsky, the oligarch, is well known. George Kent, the very first witness that the Democrats called during their public hearings, testified Solchevsky stood out for his self-dealings even among other oligarchs. House managers didn't tell you that. Ambassador Kurt Volker explained that Burisma had a, quote, very bad reputation as a company for corruption and money laundering, end quote. House managers didn't tell you that. Burisma was so corrupt that George Kent said he intervened to prevent USAID from co-sponsoring an event with Burisma. You know what this event was? It was a child's contest, and the prize was a camera. They were so bad, Burisma, that our country wouldn't even co-sponsor a children's event. with Burisma. In March 2014, the United Kingdom Serious Fraud Office opens a money laundering investigation into the oligarch Solchevsky and his company Burisma. The very next month, April 2014, according to a public report, Hunter Biden quietly joins the board of Burisma. Remember, early 2014 was when Vice President Biden began leading Ukraine policy. Here's how Hunter Biden came to join Burisma's board in April 2014. He was brought on the board by Devin Archer, his business partner. Devin Archer was college roommates with Chris Hines, stepson of Secretary of State John Kerry. All three men, Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Chris Hines, had all started an investment firm together. Public records show that April 16, 2014, Devin Archer meets with Vice President Biden at the White House. Just 2 days later, on April 18, 2014, is when Hunter Biden quietly joins Burisma, according to public reporting. Remember, this is just 1 month after the United Kingdom's Serious Fraud Office opened a money laundering case into Burisma. Hunter Biden joins the board. And not only 10 days after Hunter Biden joins the board, British authorities seize $23 million in British bank accounts connected to the oligarch Solchevsky, the owner of Burisma.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. chartered plane evacuating 201 Americans from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak began, continued on to Southern California after everybody on board passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. Dr. Ann Zink is Alaska's medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California by the CDC.
So far, 132 people have died from the coronavirus in China. President Trump has signed the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA agreement. It allows most of the $1.2 trillion in trilateral trade to continue unchanged. The agreement will not go into effect until Canada ratifies it. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We were discussing the timeline in Pam Bundy. Bundy. what was her name? It wasn't Pam, was it? Anyway, Pam Bundy, who's with the Republicans, is essentially calling out the Bidens, and she's laying out the timeline of how Joe Biden takes over, becomes the point man for Ukraine. And suddenly, Hunter enters the picture, and everything starts to happen for Hunter, and on and on and on. And she's already developed that the media is complicit in all of this, but now she's developing how it all came to be. And we finished out the last segment talking about that, but I want to continue that so you can hear the timeline, and then we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Did Hunter Biden leave the board then? No. The British authorities also announced that it had started a criminal investigation into potential money laundering. Did Hunter Biden leave the board? No. What happened was then, only then, did the company choose to announce that Hunter Biden had joined the board after the assets of Burisma and his oligarch owner, Zolchevsky, were frozen and a criminal investigation had begun. Hunter Biden's decision to join Burisma raised flags almost immediately. One article from May 2014 stated, "The appointment of Joe Biden's son to the board of Ukrainian gas firm Burisma has raised eyebrows the world over." Even an outlet with bias for Democrats pointed out Hunter Biden's activities created a conflict of interest for Joe Biden. The article stated, "The move raises questions about a potential conflict of interest for Joe Biden." Now, even Chris Hines, Hunter Biden's own business partner, had grave concerns. He thought that working with Burisma was unacceptable. This is Chris Hines. He was worried about the corruption, the geopolitical risk, and how bad it would look. So he wisely distances himself from Hunter Biden and Devin Archer's appointments to Burisma. He didn't simply call his stepfather, Secretary of State, and say, "I have a problem with this." He didn't tell his friends, "Hey, guys, I'm not getting on the board. I want nothing to do with this." He went so far as to send an email to senior State Department officials about this issue. This is Chris Hines. He wrote, "Apparently, Devin and Hunter have joined the board of Burisma, and a press release went out today. I can't speak to why they decided to, but there is no investment by our firm in their company. What did Hunter Biden do? He stayed on the board. What did Chris Hines do? He subsequently stopped doing business with his college roommate, Devin Archer, and his friend, Hunter Biden. Chris Hines' spokesperson said, "The lack of judgment in this matter was a major catalyst for Mr. Hines ending his business relationship with Mr. Archer and Mr. Biden."
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm going to stop there. So, Bondi goes on to tell about, and we didn't get this part, but I heard, we were going back through it, and it is so amazing how Hunter Biden, at the worst possible time, the worst possible scrutiny of what's going on with this Russian oligarch, Solchesky, and how the Burisma is being looked at by the world. I mean, investigation after investigation, assets frozen, etc. And that's when Hunter Biden comes on the scene. No expertise in oil and gas. Really no expertise in politics. But what was interesting about it, and you should listen to the entirety of Pam Bondi's speech. Every time there was a fire, it suddenly got put out. A couple days later, funds were released. Investigations were stopped. And Joe Biden himself brags, and I think she mentions this at some point, the reason why everybody started looking at it is Joe Biden goes, I mean, just to show you how stupid this man is, he goes on record saying, yeah, this crazy prosecutor wants to prosecute my son. And well, he didn't say that, but he says he's a rogue prosecutor. And I said, you fire him or else we're going to take this $1 billion back. And then Bondi goes on to say, right after that happened, funds get released to Ukraine in an obvious quid pro quo. Now, I want to go back to what I said earlier. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about this for a very simple reason. The Democrats contend that Donald Trump is vindictive, and he's going after Biden for no reason. Now, I'm going to ask you, the general public, how would you look at this? How would you see this case? Do you see this as, oh yeah, there's no reason for the president who's going to allocate $1 billion or whatever the amount is that we give to Ukraine? It's obvious that President Trump looks at every dollar of the American taxpayer as of something that's coming out of the check of hardworking Americans, and he says, we're going to look at everything about this. For example, on Saturday when they talked about, oh, who else has he looked at like this? Where else has he put this level of scrutiny in? And they laid it out. He's withheld funds from Pakistan. He's withheld funds from Afghanistan. He's withheld funds from Mexico, or from Central America. And they lay out, what do you mean? This is the only place he's done this. They completely filleted that argument. And so now what the Republicans are doing is saying, we're going to fillet another one for you, because what we're going to show you is when the U.S. interests are being violated. We don't care if it's by government or by people within our own government. We have an obligation to look at it. That's like saying, you know what, if Barack Obama took bribes from Russia so that they could invade Ukraine. Russia didn't influence our elections on that, so it's no big deal. Let me tell you. By the way, before I lose this train of thought, they go after Obama, too. You haven't seen as many clips on it, but they go after Obama. You know, why did he allow Russia to go in Ukraine? You should start looking at these issues. Why did they allow it? Why did they only send non-lethals to Ukraine as Russia is going in there? So, going back, the Democrats have to prove that the Bidens had, that Donald Trump just willy-nilly, on a whim, said, I want to go after the Bidens. What Donald Trump said is, you are crooked. Your country was crooked. You are known for being crooked. Everybody knows it. The world knows it. They know of your, and in particular, the oligarch that runs Burisma, He's extra crooked. Everybody knows that. Why would the Bidens get in bed with him? Now, what Pam Bondi focused on here was the partner. John Kerry's stepson. Who knew? This guy, I'm going to give this guy credit. I know nothing about him except he's rich. He's from the Heinz fortune. H-E-I-N-Z, the ketchup fortune. And he's principled enough to say, you know what? I'm not getting involved with this. I'm distancing myself from my partners. We are not investing in this. Don't associate me or my organization with any of it. And it's important that they develop that. The Pam Bondi said, John Kerry's own stepson recognized what was happening. He recognized the potential here and probably knew the nature of both his Chris Devlin and what other guy's name, and Hunter Biden. Which I want to go back to Hunter Biden and the nature of Hunter Biden. The man who drives a $90,000 Porsche, eats lunch at the Waldorf with yet another pregnant girlfriend or somebody, lives in a $12,000 home, and says, I don't have enough money to pay my child support. That's Hunter Biden. This is the defendant that the Democrats want to go to war over, right? This is where they're going to draw the line in the sand. Good luck with that. This is not some Guatemalan child who's been hurt in a war. This is a scoundrel of the highest order, a dope head, crackhead, get kicked out of the Navy scoundrel who doesn't even take care of his kids. And that's who the Democrats want to hang their hats on. I love it. And Pam Bondi skewering him. Timeline of here's what they did, here's why they did it. Guess what, folks? Everybody knew, just like with Epstein and just like with Weinstein, everybody knew, and the Democrats know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now, the media also noticed. The same day, an ABC News reporter asked Obama White House Press Secretary Jay Carney about it. Here's what happened.
Hunter Biden has now taken a position with the largest oil and gas company, holding company in Ukraine. Is there any concern about at least the appearance of a conflict there? See the vice president.
I would refer you to the vice president's office. I saw those reports. You know, Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family are obviously private citizens, and where they work is not does not reflect an endorsement by the administration or by the vice president or president, but I would refer you to the vice president's office.
The next day, the Washington Post ran a story about it. It said, the appointment of the vice president's son to a Ukrainian oil board looks nepotistic at best, nefarious at worst. Again, the appointment of the vice president's son to a Ukrainian oil board looks nepotistic at best, nefarious at worst. And the media didn't stop questioning, asking questions here. It kept going. Here's ABC.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
But then, something strange happened. Just 3 weeks later, a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, accused of corruption, appoints Hunter Biden, seen here in their promotional videos, to their board of directors, paying his firm more than $1 million a year.
Here's more from ABC. Continued on.
And Ukraine wasn't the only country where Hunter Biden's business and his father's diplomacy as vice president intersected. It also happened in China. This video shows Chinese diplomats greeting Vice President Biden as he arrived in Beijing in December of 2013. Right by his side, his son Hunter. Less than 2 weeks later, Hunter's firm had new business, creating an investment fund in China involving the government-controlled Bank of China, with reports they hope to raise $1.5 billion.
In fact, every witness who was asked about Hunter Biden's involvement with Burisma agreed there was a potential appearance of a conflict of interest. Multiple House Democrat witnesses, including those from the Department of State, the National Security Council, and others, unanimously testified there was a potential appearance of a conflict of interest. These were their witnesses.
Welcome back, everybody. It isn't us skewering the Bidens, by the way, at the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. It's not us. It's the Bidens skewering themselves. It is Democrats kicking their own butts. I love watching this. I don't enjoy knowing that our government is as corrupt as those of Ukraine and many of the governments of Africa that I've dealt with personally. I don't think it's a joy to say that. I think if this world operated on the up and up, we'd be a lot better off. I don't mind paying taxes for roads and bridges and schools and what have you, but I do mind paying for Joe Biden's son to have a $12,000 a month home, drive a $90,000 Porsche, and have lunch at the Waldorf with yet another pregnant girlfriend as I struggle to make a living. I have a real problem when Democrats claim they want to solve all the world's problems while they're the ones getting rich and creating all the world's problems. I have a problem with this. I take issue. Appointment of a VP son looks nepotistic at best, nefarious at worst. Well, it is nepotistic, no question about it. And there was a reporter who confronted Ted Cruz and says, so what, the vice president's son got a gig on it? Yeah, because all crackheads get $50,000 a month gigs that end up paying them $83,000 a month over 17 months to do absolutely nothing. Yeah, that's how it works. That's how people roll. Multiple House Democrat witnesses unanimously testified about the conflict of interest, and yet here's the House going, we're going to subpoena the president for what Joe Biden himself admitted to, and we can publicly, not even going behind the scenes, public record prove. The reporter also said, you haven't proven a crime here. No, they haven't. All they've done is given you enough breadcrumbs to go connect the dots. Do you think the press wants to connect the dots? Pam Bondi talks about the amount of money that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden made.
How much money did Hunter Biden get for being on the board? Well, you start looking at his bank records. According to reports, between April 2014 and October 2015, Burisma paid more than $3.1 million to Devin Archer and Hunter Biden. That's over the course of a year and a half. How do we know this? Some of Devin Archer's bank records were disclosed during an unrelated federal criminal case having nothing to do with Hunter Biden. These bank records show 17 months that Burisma wired two payments of $83,333, not just for 1 month, for 2 months, for 3 months, but for 17 months. According to Reuters, sources report that of the two payments of $83,333 each, one was for Hunter Biden and one Devin Archer. Now, Hunter Biden was paid significantly more than board members for major U.S. Fortune 100 companies, such as Goldman Sachs, Comcast, Citigroup. The typical board member of these Fortune 100 companies, we know they're titans of their industry, they're highly qualified, and as such, they're well compensated. Even so, Hunter Biden was paid significantly more. This is how well he was compensated. So Hunter Biden is paid over $83,000 a month, while the average American family of four during that time each year made less than $54,000.
So what Pam Bondi's doing there, welcome back everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show. She's saying these highly qualified people that sit on the boards of major corporations, titans of industry, know each other, can make things happen, movers and shakers that understand, one, the company that they're sitting on the board of, two, the relationships. They bring bigger relationships. You know, I worked in a previous industry with this person, yada, yada. Here's how we can partner, etc. And how they do that is they have a book of knowledge, a book of business that allows them to do that. And here's Hunter Biden, kicked out of the Navy, crackhead. I'm talking about record. He's got a record as a crackhead. He has no knowledge of the industry, and he's put on the board. Now, I don't know about you. I've talked about this before. I don't know many people who don't pay their child support, is embroiled in controversy the way Hunter Biden is, crackhead, kicked out of the Navy, a failure pretty much at all levels, and he gets a board position that pays more than the board positions of major corporations. People who know their industry, not only have know-how, but have know-who in terms of really making things happen. Hunter Biden, all he can do is get on the phone and do what? Anybody want to take a guess? The only thing Hunter Biden can do is get on the phone and call daddy. Now, I'll ask you this. How do you think all the things that happened that allowed Burisma to get off of the crazy list, off these bad lists, to get their money unfrozen, etc.? How do you think that happened? Because I would love to see the phone records, the emails, any correspondence, private meetings, whatever, between Joe Biden and any of these people. Because let me tell you, crazy, creepy Joe, he's not covering his tracks the way Hillary Clinton did. Joe didn't have a private server in his basement with his own IT guy. Joe leaves a paper trail. Or, in the case of Joe Biden, a trail of turds. No question in my mind. $3.1 million to Archer and Hunter Biden, Devin Archer and Hunter Biden. More than paid to major board members.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.